Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let's help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with intuitive and animal communicator Lori Spagna about activating your dormant DNA and tapping into your true intuitive gifts and healing potential. But first, I want to start with our new feature, which is the healing meditation. And today, what we're going to do is we're going to send love and healing energy to terrorists. And that might seem a little odd to some people, but the reality is that people who act out in that way are wounded themselves. And we want to send them our love, the healing energy to heal their wounding, and show them nonviolent ways to accomplish their goals. So let's go ahead and begin. Take a deep breath in, eyes closed, and just open your heart and send all your love to those terrorists and show them a nonviolent way. Go ahead and open your eyes now, and thank you so much for participating in that. We do this every week on the Laura Longley Show, and we send it for world situations, personal situations, anything that you can think of that needs love and healing. And I want your things that you want healing for. You can email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, I've been telling you over the past week or two that I've been kind of in this upheaval, chaos, turmoil as I'm getting my house ready to put up for sale. It's going to go on the market on Friday, 3 days from now. And the past week has been really chaotic for me. It's really hard living in a space where nothing is where you're used to it being and everything is kind of topsy-turvy. And yesterday, I really had an opportunity to see how my perfectionism, which I say I'm in recovery, that I'm a recovering perfectionist, I got a chance to see how my perfectionism is really getting triggered and how that's related to my need to control. And I had plenty of opportunities. Once I recognized that, this process has given me so many opportunities for that to be up for me and for me to work with that. And later in the show, during the light bulb moment, I'm going to share more with you about what I came to understand about that for me and how you can also notice when you're feeling anxious, needing perfection, needing to control, what you can do about that, not only to feel better, but to act in a better way too. So stay tuned for that during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show. Just want to remind you about my Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show. You can see upcoming guests, have conversation with conversations with guests on the page, and much, much more. So I want to hear your voice there. I want to hear from you. Today's guest is Lori Spagna, and she's been waiting patiently as I've gone through those announcements. So let me introduce her to you. Lori Spagna radically transformed her life after a series of near-death experiences while living in Maui. Lori is the author of the upcoming book, 2 Years in Maui, and was featured in the soon-to-be-released documentary, Animals in the Afterlife. She has over 20 years of experience serving humans and animals around the world and is an internationally recognized expert speaker and author who provides seminars and workshops about how we can improve our lives by learning from animals. As a visionary, light worker, intuitive, animal communicator, and healer, Lori also leads powerful manifestation and healing circles where she assists people and their pets to tap into their true power via the universal source which connects us all and activates dormant DNA and RNA in humans and animals. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's welcome Lori Spagna to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
You know, well, you heard that I'm kind of in this upheaval thing, but
I'm good. I know, and we've been chatting about that, but I just wanted to say thank you. Really, thank you for having me as a guest. I'm really excited to be here, and I know there's been definitely some upheaval going on. You're not alone, but
And you know, last week I talked a little bit about how I was noticing that this physical upheaval in my physical environment, it was translating into my emotional upheaval. So, you know, it's all related. And, and I think we've got to have that stirring up in order to go to the next level.
Yeah, for sure. But you're navigating through it so gracefully, it sounds like to me, you know.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm definitely better than if it had been 5 years ago. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, isn't that part of the whole evolution? It's that we are
going to navigate
through this stuff. Yeah, more gracefully.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I would agree. So I'm just looking for the opportunity to what I'm learning from going through this as well.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things, really, with this whole, you know, as we become more intuitive, one of the most amazing things we can do is recognize that these are all things we ourselves put there for ourselves so that we could somehow overcome them, surmount them, learn something from them, resolve them, heal them, something. And
right.
So if we can sort of, like, all of these challenges, whatever they are, whether they're interpersonal, whether they're monetary, financial, career, it doesn't matter, whether they're relationship, it health-wise, if we could sort of, in the moments that we're going through them, I know this is not easy, but step
right.
back and be like, okay, why did I put this here? Why is this happening? Like, not even always so much the answer why, as much as what am I meant to learn from this? What am I meant to receive?
And you
How
know
am
what
I meant
is,
to feel?
And you know what's interesting to me is that, because I think that we get these lessons presented to us in kind of packets so that, you know, we have a certain thing we're working on. And that was what occurred to me yesterday that I'll share more about the details later in the hour. But part of what I've been working on in the past month has been trust issues. And that was what was really up for me yesterday was, you know, trusting the people that were here doing work on my house, trusting my agent, trusting my hairdresser to get my hair done on time. You know, it was like, it was all about trust.
Right.
And that's when we try and control is when we don't trust other people.
Yeah. Well, control issues are born out of not trusting. You're exactly right, for sure.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, from a spiritual perspective and a metaphysical perspective, you're the only one really there. So trusting is really about trusting yourself.
Absolutely.
And your relationship to the cosmos, to the divine, to source. That, you know, it's about transforming points of views and perspectives that something's not helping you or not serving you in the best way possible. Because trust just becomes trust really transforms itself into everything is here serving me. So how is this situation, this experience serving me? Right? And really, through your service to the world, you first have to learn how the world is serving you. You really do. So it's this interconnectedness. That's what trust transforms into. At least That's how I've made sense of it. I don't know if
that does make sense to me. And you know, you're right in terms of it. It is about trusting myself. It's also trusting spirit or source or higher power, whatever we want to call it, that, you know, there is a divine plan and everything is fine.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's always just surrendering. And the thing, even if you go back to what you had originally mentioned about how, you know, you're learning how to navigate through stuff more gracefully, and maybe 5 years ago it wasn't, if we start to look at things, like I know sometimes things are coming up even in my life, and I'll be like, gee, you know, I really just don't need to repeat this lesson. I really have no need for it. It's almost like, thank you, but I'm finished. And it's that easy. It's that easy. It's just like, it's not like we have to get into a whole mind minutia of, okay, is there something else here in for me, or why did this come up again? Or just, it's just like, nah, yeah, I'm just not choosing that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Else. Yeah, it's that easy, and this is part of our awakening, activating our intuitive ability, our connection to the divine, and our, what we say, psychic gifts. It's just, psychic is just our inner knowing. That's all that word really means.
Right.
Our connection to the cosmos, to source, the divine creator, or the quantum field, if you want to call it that, and our knowingness, and that's part of that. That's really part of the grace, because the stuff that comes up in our reality, in our experience, if we don't enjoy it, we can really just say, yeah, I'm not going to go there. That's just not a choice I'm going to make. And I notice, even if I could say one more thing about this, is that a lot of times stuff will come up in my life or experiences, and I'll just say, creator, the divine, I'll just be like, really? Like, nah, I'm not, like, nah. Just not interested in this. Let's just clear this up. Like, let's just get rid of this. I'm a creator being. I'm not choosing that. It's almost, some things that come up, you can even say, that's not in alignment with my free will. Like, I really do feel like most of the time my free will now is in alignment with sources. It's like sources free will, sources will is love. And this shift is really about us surrendering our free will and getting in alignment with creator, the divine, which is the will of love. However, there are times where your human personality self can say, that's not okay with my free will to experience that, God.
Well,
and I just want you to know, and if it's your will for me, I'll do it, but really, that's not my free will.
Well,
and that clears up stuff.
What it reminds me of is, I mean, that's a lesson that I've learned in the past year, where I learned it from my acupuncturist, where I was not sleeping. I was waking up a lot, and she says, oh, you're getting all these downloads. Just tell them to do it during the day, not when you're asleep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's so awesome.
And I'm like, oh, I can do that. I love that.
Yeah, you can say, give it to me more gently, more gracefully.
Right, exactly. Or slow, not such a big bucket. Yeah.
You can ask for so many things differently, or that are more helpful to you, just by becoming aware of your free will.
And I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, because we do need to take a quick break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Lori's going to share more with us about how you can tap into your dormant DNA and what's going on in 2013. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is intuitive Lori Sponyan, and she's talking with us about activating your dormant DNA and tapping into your true intuitive gifts and healing potential. And we're going to take a quick little detour because I know that Lori is also an animal communicator. And on the break, my cat wandered in here. And so I said to Lori, can you do a reading on my cat? And she said, yes. And so we're going to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so your cat's name is Jinx, right? That's
yes.
The only piece of information you told me, that your cat's name is Jinx,
right? That's correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so of course, you know, just let me say, for most people who know me, that is my first thing. I do animal communication, and of course I work with humans and animals, and the thing that I teach very predominantly in all my animal communication work is that the animals are really our teachers, and they're our healers. And there are companions, you know, if they live with us, they're companion animals. So they function in one, two, or three of those ways. And your cat Jinx is a teacher. I absolutely know this. And just from tapping into his consciousness, right, because it's easy to access animals through a telepathic dialogue because they're not so preoccupied with their left analytical brain
right,
as we are. And so this cat Jinx, his role in your life is to assist you in exactly what we were talking about earlier, in making your life more graceful, in getting over a lot of the challenges that you're going through, and in navigating through some of this stuff. That's part of his role, and it makes so much sense to me why he walked into the room at that time, because he wants to be seen as a teacher. And sometimes from his point of view, and this is what I'm picking up, but you'll be able to validate this if it's true for you or not.
Uh-huh.
From his point of view, he sometimes creates challenges for you to overcome, to learn your own mastery. Is this making sense to you?
Well, I'm thinking about it. Part of the reason his name is Jinx is because I think about hijinks. So he is, he's a little character. And,
yeah.
You know, so in that way, yeah, he is sometimes creates issues for me.
Right. That's right.
And the other thing about him, that he is the most, he loves me. He wants to be with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And, I've had other cats and, you know, they're affectionate, but he is different. And I do feel a different connection with him.
Right. Well, because he's a special teacher. There's a special bond there. This is what I mean. You know, when you have a companion animal, companion animals are the animals we love. We love them. They're our companions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a good time with them. We enjoy them. And there are, you know, they're our companion animals, but most of the time they're usually animals we bring them for walks, or they're in the backyard a lot, or they play with us, but that's it. And they're doing healing on us anyway, even if we don't know it. Almost all companion animals are also healers. And almost all teacher animals are also healers, and they're also companions. It's just that teachers are going to be extremely bonded in a deeper way.
Mm.
It's like you're going to have a deeper bond with them. And you just express that right there.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And one of the things he wants to be recognized by you as a teacher.
Okay.
So one of the things you might even want to be asking him is, what is it you want me to know today? What are you trying to show me today? What's important for me to receive from your awareness today? Because animals have awareness that humans don't have. We have it, but they're teaching us to wake up to it.
Right.
Because we're so busy in that left analytical brain.
Yep.
All the other animals on the planet are predominantly right-brained, which is the feeling, sensing, aware brain, or else some of the species actually have a better balance than we do between the left and right brain hemispheres. So they're actually more conscious, more awake and aware than we are.
Interesting.
Yeah. Those
Very
are like the dolphins, the whales,
mm-hmm.
The great apes. They're more balanced between their left and right brain. The elephants, they're more balanced than we are between left and right brain. And we've been walking around thinking we're the dominant ones.
Right.
It's only because we have opposable thumbs and we are so highly analytical that we analyze everything, but we don't realize that that's an imbalance when we're
right.
not awakening to our intuitive gifts that come through the right brain.
Well, thanks. That is very helpful. And I will talk to him in that way. I feel very comfortable talking to him in that way.
Do you want to ask a specific question of him? Because I know that was important. I don't know.
You know, I mean, there's nothing immediately, I guess, that's up for me.
Okay.
It really was more about, I mean, I did feel like he's here for a reason in my life.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So he has awarenesses that you're waking up to. And he's, when you talk about that control part of you in the beginning
yes.
of the program,
mm-hmm.
that's really the control part of us. I mean, I've had that too a lot in my life. I've worked through a lot of that stuff and still do. You know, we all do.
Right.
But that's a left brain. That's a
yes.
left brain
mm-hmm.
type of activity, being a control freak type of, you know, that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So if your cat is assisting you, I mean, I definitely get part of his job is to assist you, I mean, in letting go of some of that, in releasing some of that, and allowing more of the silly, fun, kooky, zany
right.
play side.
Well, and that's why I say, you know, he's kind
you.
Of a character, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
The other piece that popped up for me when earlier you had said that he was there, you know, to teach me some things is that he is, and I've noticed this before, I'm not very good at asking for what I want because there's fear of the no, right? Of the
right,
rejection.
Right, right.
He
right.
demands what he wants. If he wants my attention, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what I'm doing. You know, he's letting me know I want your attention right now.
Right.
And,
okay,
you know,
perfect example, Laura.
Yeah.
Perfect
yeah.
example. And this is so funny, too, because my business started off out of my deep and profound love for animals. I wasn't awake to all my intuitive gifts. At first, I thought I was just going to be a great dog trainer. That's where it all started.
Uh-huh.
And I named my business Ethel's God. It spells dog's life backwards because they mirror reflect us. Not just dogs, all animals, all humans outside of us. We're all mirror reflecting aspects of ourselves energetically, emotionally. We're healing. So that's what your cat is doing. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mirror reflecting an aspect of you that you need to learn about to better improve your life and your functioning
right.
in the world.
Exactly.
And he's therefore, in that way, he's acting as a teacher for you. That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it is amazing. And I,
yeah.
I love knowing that. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure.
So jumping back to what our original topic was for today, I want to hear about this DNA piece and
yeah.
this dormant DNA that we have.
Okay. Well, so this sometimes takes a while. So if you need to cut me off because of time, please do.
Well, you know what? We have just a few minutes until the next break. So I'm wondering if maybe if you can just give a, would it be easier to give a synopsis kind of what's up in 2013, or does that need to be connected?
No, let me just say the dormant DNA part. I can get, you know, at least an intro part of it in 2 months, two minutes. We have 12 strands of DNA. We know it scientifically. Up until 2012, we thought 10 of it was junk. In 2012, scientists discovered it's not junk.
Yeah,
they discovered and published that it could be activated through energy, sound, light, and vibrations of energy. And that is what's really the greatest, our potential, all of our greatest potential lies in that dormant DNA. And we can activate it. It's not junk. And so this is really so incredible. This is so exciting for us on this planet. And it's for all humans, all animals, all everybody has this. And so as we start to activate it, we're learning. We can, yes, we can all be telepathic. Yes, we can all have psychic intuitive abilities. Yes, we're all healers. We can all heal ourselves. We can heal others. And that is just the beginning, just the tip of the iceberg. So anyway, that's in a nutshell, that's a big part of what I wanted to talk about. But
in a nutshell, again, because we now have like 2 minutes until the break, what is one thing that we can do to start to activate it?
Well, the biggest thing we need to do first to activate it is we need to awaken the compassion within us. And the compassion gene is literally an inborn safety protection device. You could say source, creator, the divine, God, whatever, however you call that, put it there on purpose. Or you could just say, well, it's the gene that needs to pass through to activate all the other ones. So the first thing is to get in touch with the compassion within yourself that you have for yourself and for others, all others, just like at the beginning of this call when you did the meditation for terrorists. That is how we awaken the compassion within us. And it also gets awakened naturally when we start to see a lot of the horrendous stuff going on planet Earth that's actually activating our compassion gene. That's the first thing that needs to happen. After that, it becomes a matter of connecting with the divine.
I was going to say, there's certainly plenty of stuff going on that will help us, give us opportunities to feel that compassion.
Yes. In the spiritual world, metaphysical, we call that the dark serving the light.
Oh, interesting. That makes perfect sense to me. Yeah. Well, we're going to take another quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Lori will share more with us about how to awaken that dormant DNA. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know,
explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is intuitive Lori Spagna, who's been discussing with us activating your dormant DNA. And before we continue with that conversation, I want to make sure people know how to find Lori. So, Lori, can you give us your contact info for listeners?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The main website is lorispagna.com. It's L-O-R-I, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, A-G as in Gregory, N as in Nancy, A.com, lorispagna.com. And on that website, by the way, since we just did animal communication, there is an intro class to animal communication, a free intro class.
Oh, I need to go and take that.
It's an MP3. It literally says how you can do it, why it's real, why it's valid, scientifically valid, and how you can start doing it right away. There's also a free intro class on your psychic intuitive gifts, how you can start tapping into it, what angels are, why they're real, the scientific evidence behind it, and how you can start using it and really tapping into your gifts in the highest and best way possible for you. So that class is there free too when you get on that website and just put your email in for them. Plus there's a Juicy Living ebook. So yay, free Juicy
lots
Living
of,
ebook.
Lots of free stuff. That's great.
Yeah, lots and then, of free stuff. And plus I do like monthly manifestation and healing circles where we activate dormant DNA. We do energy healing for ourselves. We lift out all the stuff we don't need for our, you know, for our life anymore. We get rid of all the pain and the sorrow and the suffering and the grief, all that kind of stuff, and we really fully more integrate the truth of who we are, which is our God self, the love part of us, the happy, joyful,
right,
abundant selves. So those are that, all that information's on that website.
And people can find you there too, right? If they want to email you or call you or whatever.
Okay. The contact information is there and the phone number, all of that at lorispagna.com.
All right, great. Yeah. Well, let's talk
a little
bit more.
Can I say one other thing too?
Sure.
Because there are three other websites. Those are really more related to the animal stuff, but that's Ethel's God, Ethel's God Dog Training, and Ethel's God Spirit. And I think I said before, Ethel's God just spells dog's life backwards.
Right, right. Yeah, so then we know how to spell it.
Yeah.
If we hold the mirror up to dog's life.
Yeah. That's right.
So let's talk a little bit more about how we start accessing this dormant DNA and how it helps us to really tap into our intuitive gifts. So is your belief that we each have a, well, first of all, I know you believe that we each have these gifts, but do we each have a specific purpose for why we're here?
Oh, yeah. We are all making an important and significant contribution to this planet. And the thing is, we go through some period of time where we're a little lost, and part of the fun and the excitement of it is to discover it. The only thing is, along the way, sometimes we get pretty frustrated. Like, I know for me, I spent 20 years in corporate America
I'm serious.
Yeah, and I was like, in those 20 years, I had gotten overweight. I became an obsessive drinker, smoker. I was going to doctors for pharmacy. They were pumping me up with pharmaceuticals. I was drinking too much coffee, and I wasn't getting sleep. I was really unhealthy, and it was because I was selling out. During those 20 years, yeah. I was dying. I was selling out. I was not supposed to be doing that. And that was really no fun. But once, as soon as I got on my path in alignment with my divine mission, which is to be of service to animals, all animals on a global scale, to assist in the awakening of humanity as a light worker, once I got in alignment with that, do you know that in 2 years, Laura, there was no more smoking, there was no more alcohol, there were no more pharmaceuticals. I'm talking about like 30 bottles of multiple pills gone within 2 years.
Wow.
There was no more debt. I got rid of $150,000 in debt or something like that. There was no more unhealthy. My body got totally healthy. In fact, after the 2 years that I went through this transformation, I went to a doctor for the first time in 2 years to have a complete checkup, and she said to me, Lori, you are either a professional athlete or you've been meditating. You're so healthy.
Oh, interesting.
And that was 2 years of getting in alignment. All that stuff got out of the way, and I got completely back into health. I started my new business, which was Ethel's God, and I got in alignment. And this is when I said, to go back to your original question, do we all have a purpose? Yes, we do. We all have a purpose, everybody. And we all have a mission, a contribution. And it's different and unique for each one of us. And our job is simply to get in alignment with it. And as we do, all the other stuff that's weighing us down gets out of the way. It just starts to, you don't even need it anymore. You drop it off.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I've had similar experience, not maybe as dramatic, but definitely for me, it's been the last 7 years. It's been this evolution once I got off the corporate path.
Exactly.
And so I hear you. It's
And by the way, that mission is in your DNA, and all the tools you need, all the awareness you need, all of the gifts that you need in order to fulfill your purpose on planet Earth is in there. Now, most people don't really, a lot of people think that their purpose has to do with their job. It doesn't necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
You see, because your real purpose is to discover yourself as love, to discover yourself as joy, and to be that everywhere you go. That's true for everyone, universally.
Yes.
Our job is to discover that, or at least planetarily. So our job is to discover that within ourselves. But as we discover that and uncover it, the vocation, the job work that's going to give us the most joy and the most financial fulfillment becomes revealed underneath that. So I just want to be clear about that purpose thing, because your purpose is to discover yourself as love and joy. And then the job, which is really a vocation, it's no longer about working for a boss or being enslaved to the system. Your boss becomes God. Your purpose, your connection to the divine, that's my boss is God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all in there. That's all encoded in the DNA.
Wow.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's not in the first two strands of DNA. The first two strands of DNA are just the protein builders. So once you find your compassion, really, and you can emulate compassion, you can exhibit compassion, then the other things, a lot of them just start to activate on their own with the compassion. But of course, we want to help it along, because if you think about it, the average person, the average human has about two strands activated. Then when people like, you know, who start to get into intuitive gifts and healers and psychics, all people who are authentically doing that stuff, who are honestly doing it in their integrity, they have maybe three strands. A light worker like me, someone who's a light worker, maybe we know we have somewhere, and this is what we ask. We don't have scientific evidence of this, but we think something like 3.5 to 4 strands are activated now. Well, that's a lot of strands to go. And we can't do them all at once. We have to do them little at a time, little by little, because if we tried to do them all at once, it'd be like sticking your finger in an electric socket and get fried.
Yeah.
You can't handle it. Your body has to adjust. You do a little more. You acclimate. You integrate it. Then you do a little more. And the more you do it, this is what I know, Laura, from doing this work. My dog is tapping around the room. She wants something. From doing this work, what I know is what starts to happen is we become happier. We start to become more joyful. We have more energy. We're able to accomplish all of the things, our dreams, our goals, our desires more. And you're healthier, you're stronger. And even if you did carry around some kind of lifelong illness, you start to realize the things you can heal that you didn't know you could heal. I mean, I've worked with people where one of my clients, he wasn't able to pass his driver's license test because his eyes were failing. In two sessions of working with this, he was able to pass his driver's license test and get his eyes with glasses passed. Then I've worked with countless numbers of people who have healed from things that Western science, medical science said, well, that's not healable. You can't heal from that. But that's crazy because it's in that DNA. It's in the dormant DNA. It's, well, the energy starts to awaken it. We release the stuff that's blocking us, the heavy stuff, and we awaken to the truth of who we are, which is healed, whole, and perfect. Sounds crazy, right? But it's not.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's exactly what I believe is true. I mean, I personally have believed for a while that, you know, our physical ailments are not, well, they're not quote-unquote real. They're the manifestation of something that's wrong on a different level. And it's just manifesting in our bodies. And when we get right with the other stuff, then that part goes away.
That's right. We know that we're way more than just a physical body. We're minds, we're emotions, we're, you know, thoughts, feelings. There's everything's energy. We know we're spirits. We know there's so many aspects. We're light body. There's light running through us. Everything together is what ultimately forms who we are. That's the holistic approach. And when we bring it all into alignment, where everything's in agreement, there's no more illness. But Western medicine is only treating only one aspect of at least seven. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's why it doesn't always heal this stuff. It doesn't even understand half of it.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you too, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I started going to a naturopath instead of a regular doctor. And even that, you know, yes, it's better in certain ways, but she still doesn't have the other piece of it that I believe is the true part that we have to master. And so it's interesting.
Yeah, because I agree with you, because even naturopaths, if they're not practicing in recognition, they're still doing what physical Western medicine is doing, only they're doing it now with natural stuff instead of chemicals, which is definitely a step up. I mean, it's definitely better. It's still not a holistic approach. A holistic approach involves all those aspects, the mental, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, the energetic, the auric, which is the light aspect of us, and the spiritual, if I didn't say that one, you know, there's so many aspects.
Right.
So
right.
The essence of who we are, that's an aspect too.
Exactly.
So anyway, all of this stuff, I mean, this kind of thing, I never really knew this kind of thing before I started activating my DNA. I mean, I was totally shut down. You know,
well, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. And unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our time, but we did get some great information, Lori. And I so appreciate you talking to my cat. I loved that.
And
he came and got in my lap a minute ago, which usually he's not in here when I'm doing the show. So
I hear that all the time.
He knew. Awesome. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much for having me as a guest. It's been my pleasure, and I'm so grateful. And thanks to everybody who's listening and who's doing their part to contribute to the awakening of the planet. Yahoo!
And before we take a break, just one more time, your website where people can find you?
It's lorispagna.com. L-O-R-I-S, as in Sam, P as in Peter, A, G, N as in Nancy, A, lorispagna.com.
Great. Thank you, Lori. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is all about control and perfectionism and how to let go of that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Oh.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Lori Spagna about activating your dormant DNA. And she also did a nice little reading with my cat Jinx, which I loved. Some other ways to get more help with moving forward in life and getting unstuck. You can find information about guests as well as just other information on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, I'm Laura Longley, S-H-O. And of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great guests on the show who've given insightful information, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of the show, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter, which is on thelauralongleyshow.com in the right sidebar. Just look for that sign up there. So earlier in the show, I was talking about how getting ready to put my house up for sale has really triggered my perfectionism and my need to control. And yesterday when I was getting my hair done, and by the way, it's really fabulous. I need to take a picture. I got pink streaks in my hair, really bright pink streaks. So I need to take a picture and put that up on Facebook so you can see it. But it was a really long process, and I knew it was going to be a really long process. And I knew that later in the afternoon, the people were coming to lay the new carpet and new flooring. And I was anxious about getting done in time. And I had a friend who was going to come and help pack my pod. I have a pod in my driveway right now, which they're picking up within the hour. And so I was trying to manage all this stuff mentally, and but I had it going. I had it under control until the carpet guy called me and wanted to come an hour earlier. And it just triggered me big time, which was ridiculous because all I had to do was say, no, I can't be there and stick with the regular plan, right? But yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to make it work. And then I'm stuck back under the hair dryer and the whole thing with my hair is taking longer than it's supposed to. And I realized on my third go round under the hairdryer, because there were three different rounds of hair drying, that instead of reading this gossip magazine, I needed to just do some meditation. And it immediately occurred to me that this trying to control was about a lack of trust in other people, but also in spirit or source. It was the lack of trust that everything would be okay. It was me thinking that I have to be managing every single detail or else it's going to be a disaster. And so I just did some deep breathing, you know, sitting in the chair under the hairdryer. It's kind of a nice position. It's nice and warm and comforting. And I just repeated to myself, all is well. All is well. And I calmed down. It really helped me a lot. And the other piece of it was what Lori and I were talking about at the first part of the show, was really recognizing how having this come up for me now is related to these other things I'm working on around trust in general, not just in relationship to getting my house ready, but trusting that my life is okay, that I'm going to be okay, that God is taking care of me. And if things don't turn out the way that I like them, there's a reason for that. And in the end, it will all be okay. It will all be fine. So it was a great, I don't want to say awakening, but realization for me, awareness. And so that has really helped me a lot. So moving into using that as our light bulb moment for this week, how you can do something similar. So it's really about noticing when you're feeling anxious, because that's what happens when we can't control and we are feeling out of our comfort zone with it. We feel anxious. So notice when you're feeling anxious and see where it is that you're trying to control. And then ask yourself, is it safe to trust in this situation? Because sometimes it isn't. Sometimes we need to know the other people involved in the situation are not trustworthy and it isn't safe to trust them. And if that's the case, you need to make a change in the situation. But the majority of the time, yes, it is safe to trust other people, and it's always safe to trust God. So when you decide that it is safe, then you do. You close your eyes, you take a deep breath, and you repeat, all is well. I trust these individuals who are in this situation. I trust God. Everything is as it should be. And find how that helps you relax. And so it not only helps you relax, but it also helps you be more in a place where you can deal with whatever happens when you're not so stressed out. So give that a try. A couple of announcements. I just want to remind you that you can sign up for my newsletter. It comes out every Friday with the upcoming guests, as well as links to archives of recent shows, written transcripts of recent shows, and audio clip of the healing meditation that we do every week. And then sporadically, you'll also get other things in there, like a blog post or maybe an audio of a light bulb moment. So you can sign up for that at thelauralongleyshow.com. And I'd love for you to join me on my Facebook page and join in the discussion. My Facebook page is The Laura Longley Show. Well, I want to thank our guest today, Lori Spagna, for sharing the information about our dormant DNA, as well as working with my cat. I just love, love, loved that. And I want to thank you all for tuning into The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with dream interpreter Kelly Walden about her book, It's All in Your Dreams. I have a very active dream life, and I frequently get great insight by working with my own dreams, so I'm really looking forward to learning more from Kelly. And whether you're already working with your dreams or not, I know you'll learn a lot from her. So join us next Tuesday. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit LauraLongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.